pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the reason for this special meeting is to consider whether to terminate the lease and operating agreement between the City of Lake Quivira and Dos Hannahs LLC doing business as Primo, according to the provisions set forth in Section 8 of such agreement. Councilmember Dave McCullough has been working on this. I know Michelle looked at the lease, and this is something that in order to go forward, if we're going to go forward, that we need to discuss and agree upon. If there's motion, we make a vote and go from there. So with that, I will hand it over to Dave McCullough and Michelle to add anything to this.
I would just like to ask if there's any discussion we need to have, because just reiterate what Brady said. I mean, I feel like we've gone at this in a bunch of different ways, and feel like we've got a pretty competent solution. So, if anybody has any questions, speak now. Forever hold peace.
Yeah. The only thing I would have, and I don't anticipate anything drastic happening, but we let the Dos Hannahs or Primo or Terry Preston know that we're terminating the lease. Worst case scenario, he tries to fight it, or something like that happens. Anything like that to worry about, Michelle?
The agreement itself, I'm trying to pull it up here. My recollection on that, I don't have it right in front of me, but I looked at it yesterday. There are provisions in there that if he wanted to argue against it, he would just come before the council on that. That would be his only right of so-called appeal, if you want to call it that. I think the contract even called it that. So basically, he would come before the council. Typically, that's used more in a situation where there's been a breach of agreement, and if the city was trying to allege that he had not upheld his end of the deal, then we would be terminating, you could terminate at that point without the 90 days. And so typically, that would be the circumstance in which you would come to the council. But honestly, the agreement doesn't distinguish that. So that'd be the only thing. If we heard back from him and he was not wanting to accept the termination, he would come before the council. We'd have a hearing at that point. But the way the agreement's written is that either party has the right to terminate with 90 days, okay, as long as it's in writing.
Gotcha. Good deal. All right. Any other questions from Annie or John?
I don't.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to terminate the lease and operating agreement between the City of Lake Quivira and Dos Hannahs LLC doing business as Primo, according to the provisions set forth in Section 8 of the agreement.
Have a motion.
I'll second.
John Christie, second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion passes to terminate the lease and operating agreement between City of Lake Quivira, Dos Hannahs LLC doing business as Primo. Perfect. That should be it. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Close by saying happy birthday to Mr. John Christie today.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I get to celebrate by going to Harrisonville, Missouri to give a continuing ed presentation and carpool some kids tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds about right. Okay. Well, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion. We have a second. Second, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion to adjourn passes.
All right, very good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right.